going where my body leads me. I can fend for myself with what looks I have left. I'll put away a few, and pretty soon I'll be breaking things like how would you. A couple states below.
Hello and welcome back to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. My name is Mo. I'm your host for the hour. Guys, sorry I've skipped literally half my shows this semester. My bad. That one's on me. You know, life happens, and lately school has just been hard, guys. I've got so much homework to do. And I'm not gonna lie, this time is way harder to make than my time last semester, because 2 to 3 a.m. was bad, but at least I could just like stay up. But waking up at like 6:30 to try to come to the show is a little bit like pulling teeth. I'm just not a morning person, if I'm being honest. But that's okay. And, you know, not everybody's good at everything. And I feel like I make up for that in other aspects of my life. This past week, guys, it's been rough. It's been rough. I'm not gonna lie to you. But we're in the home stretch. I get to fly home tomorrow, which is great, even though I'm only home for 4 days. But then we're only back for like 2.5 weeks, and then I go back home again. So I'm very excited about that. That first song you heard was a holdover from the show before me, but beautiful song, Nancy, from now on. Highly recommend. Love Father John Misty. And you know what? I was actually going to play one of his songs today, but I'm glad I didn't, because then I would be copycatting. Anyway, the general vibe of this week's music is, hey, I have no idea, because I've kind of been all over the place, and I think this kind of reflects that, because it's hard to, like, well, I've been listening to a lot of Chief Keef, if I'm being honest. I've been listening to mostly Chief Keef because I went to his concert and I wanted to know the song. Like, I wanted to know more than just Love Sosa and Finito. So I was studying up. But besides that, I have been like all over the place in a major way. But I think that's kind of beautiful. So my songs today will reflect my state of mind currently. And my state of mind currently is, oh my god, I want the semester to be over. Oh my god, I've got so much to do. Oh my god, I'm a little overwhelmed. And I think this first song kind of, you know, demonstrates that state of anxiety, the state of constant anxiety I feel like I've been in for the past, I don't even know how many weeks. Anyway, enjoy Avant Gardener by Courtney Barnett.
Time when I was really sick and I had to wanted the attention.
That was Eau de Bedroom Dancing by Le Tigre. I do actually know that band. I'm just bad at French. Whenever like a band's name is like in French or like French adjacent, I get bad at it because I just can't pronounce things in French and then I just sound stupid trying. So then I overdo it and then I sound like I'm making fun of them even though I'm not, but I just try too hard. Nobody needed to know that. Actually, zero people asked, but I'm in a sharing mood, apparently. Yeah, in that, I hope you guys liked Avant Gardener. I first heard that song last year, and I listened to it on loop, on loop, on loop, because I was like, oh my god, she gets it. And then I didn't listen to it for a really long time because, do you know what? I wasn't at school. I was at home. And I was like, no, I don't really relate. I do relate again because I have so much work, I can't breathe. In fact, I'm doing my homework right now currently in the studio. Well, okay, not right now because I'm talking to you guys, but while the music was playing, I was doing my homework. Also, oh my god, I left the house and my headphones were dead. Isn't that the worst feeling ever? Doesn't that just make you want to go back home and never leave again? Because that's how I was feeling. Yeah, I was, in fact, not happy about it. But literally, what can you do? Nothing. I don't have a charger with me. So I guess I'll just cry about it. Yeah, I really don't have that much to say. This next section is a lot softer, I feel. I feel like I did split up the sections in a way that made sense. I mean, you guys tell me, but this next section is very soft. And we're going to start out with The Duke Is Gone by Chuck Senrick. Thank you.
a shot in the air.
That was Go Down Softly by Fivel is Glock. I think I also did not pronounce that name right. But Fivel, you know what? That's all right. That section was way shorter. Each section today has like four songs, but all of those songs were like a minute or 2 minutes, and all the songs from the previous section were like 3 to 5 minutes. And I should have considered that, but hey, I didn't, so sorry. Sorry if that bugged you, that you're having to hear me talk again so soon. But it is what it is, guys. It is what it is. So I am very excited to be going home, as I'm sure a lot of people are. And if you're not going home, I'm sure you're just excited to get a couple days off. I really dislike, dare I say, hate the holiday of Thanksgiving, not only for its, you know, roots in colonialism and, you know, naturally, like, inherently anti-Indigenous nature, but also because I hate Thanksgiving food. Like, I just really hate it, and I'm gluten intolerant, so I can't even enjoy the best parts of Thanksgiving food. And I'm sorry, like, I just don't really enjoy mashed potatoes. I don't really like turkey. Like, they're fine, but they're nothing extraordinary. And I don't know why people get all jazzed up about it every year. So this year, instead of doing like a traditional Thanksgiving, my family is going to do more of a, everybody make what you like and everybody bring what you like. So then everybody actually eats something and feels happy at the end of the meal, which I way more support because less food waste, and also then I will leave happy because I never eat anything at Thanksgiving because I just don't like the food. I also just don't like the holiday. I think it's one of those holidays that, like, I don't know, Christmas I can get behind because of the presents, and like Easter I'm not religious, but boy do I enjoy an egg hunt. And, like, I don't know. I just don't. I've never liked Thanksgiving ever since I was a kid. And it's just one of those holidays where you feel like it's just I love my family, let me be clear, but you're forced to see your family. Like, it feels like just an excuse to get everybody together at a dinner table and try to, I don't know, talk. But that being said, I am very excited to go home. I'm really hoping that there's no delays in flights. I think the weather here will be fine, but I'm going to Wisconsin and it's already snowed there. And I don't think it'll be that bad this week, but I am a little worried. I'm also a little worried about coming back, but because was it last year, winter break, or last year, fall break? I think it was winter break where, like, I got back the morning of one of my classes because it was winter break. My flight got so delayed. No, or was it spring? Do you know what? It was one of the breaks. Guys, everything blends together after a certain amount of time. Also, sorry if my voice is really gravelly. It's really irking me through the headphones. So I can only imagine how it must feel to be listening to this. Probably irksome. Sorry, that was embarrassing. That shows how tired I am, but how I toughed it out for you guys. I made it here for you guys. Okay, that's enough of me talking, I think. This next section, I feel like, is a bit more experimental, if you will, if you'll allow me that. But I think it's good. I think it's really good. This first song is 10-Hour Drive Through West Coast Disaster, and it's more like somebody talking with music in the background, but I like it, and maybe you will too. So enjoy 10-Hour Drive Through West Coast Disaster by Shauna Cleveland.
If I lose you, if I lose you, street, 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 hills. Days like television, days like television, do 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 do. Days like television. Face of you, the face of you. In the tar takes light of back. In the tar takes light of back. The face of you. Whoa, that's all. Should I wait for you, SFL? Should I wait for you? Should I wait for you? Come on, should I? Never forget who you are. There's no reason. Do 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 girls. There's no reason. What's up? Responsibility for it. In the tar takes light. Your only contact. Contact. The first, the last, the only. Bounce, twirl. I don't trade. I don't trade. Yeah, yeah. In the time takes light of back. In the time takes light of back. She don't, she's sweet. In the time takes light of back. Contact. She's sweet, she don't. Do, 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 do. With a bit of freestyle. In the time takes light of back. In the time takes light of back. Should I? Time takes light of back. Contact.
How's it going? Good. Here's a change of pace.
Alright, that was Under the Apple Tree by Kitty Craft. I hope you guys liked the Siba motto I threw in there, because I know I certainly enjoyed it. Guys, I'm not gonna lie, during that section I just checked my econ grade for my last exam. What just happened? But you know what? I actually don't care. Like, kind of at all, because it's over with. So, and with that in mind, let's go to the PSA for today. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And again, that PSA was not related to the score that I got on my econ exam. But let's all keep in mind that everybody's going through something right now. And we should all treat people with kindness and respect. And let's try to move through today with that in mind. That some people just got their EC5 grades back, and maybe they're feeling a bit fragile because of that, and we shouldn't hold that against anybody. At least that's how I think. And again, nothing to do with me. I'm thinking about, you know, maybe the other people in the class that probably didn't do as well as me. Because I'm just a kind person and I'm always thinking about others. Guys, I simply have to laugh. That was really a funny way to start my day. And boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy, I can tell today is just going to be the best day of my entire life. Oh, and I can't wait. I can't wait for what else today holds for me. Because it must be amazing. It must be the best. I can't wait to call my mom after this and tell her what I got on that exam. I can't tell if she's going to laugh with me or perchance be a little disappointed in me. Well, there's nothing I can do about it now. I feel like this semester I've had a very much the mentality of, hey, at least it's over. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the unfortunate thing about that is it's starting to catch up to me because now, unfortunately, we're hitting the point of the semester where it's no longer, haha, this is so funny, and oh my god, it's actually getting close to where these are not fixable anymore. These grades are not. There's no solution for them. But you know what? By the same token, there's only so much work I'm willing to put in. And for that reason, fair enough. Like, hey, fair enough. But dang. Dang, dang. And I can't even cuss on air, even though, boy, oh boy, I want to right now. Anyway, I think... Oh my god, have people been seeing the memes of holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity? Please don't show this to Cynthia Erivo, but I think that is so funny, and I've really been loving those. And so after my show today, I'm probably going to watch 5 billion of those TikToks to make myself feel better about econ. Because some people like to go to the gym to de-stress. Some people like to knit or crochet. I enjoy screen time. I enjoy double screening. I enjoy watching TikTok on my phone while I'm watching reality TV on my computer. And hey, if I'm at home, maybe I'll triple screen. Because you just simply can never get enough. And I truly do believe that. And maybe that is contributing to why I did so poorly on econ, because I remember the day before that exam and how I did not study until late that night because I was watching TV. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. And that is my favorite mantra. I don't believe in mantras, but I say that phrase all the time so much it's become a mantra because I really do feel that way. And lately, I feel like I've been losing more than I've been winning, but, well, what can you do? Nothing. The answer is nothing. The answer is listen to music. And so for my final song for you guys tonight, I guess I should do, this is Mo, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The final song I have for you tonight, one of my personal favorites, and it'll bring down the vibe a little, but that's okay. This is Be My Angel by Mazzy Star.
They say it's me that makes you do things you might not have done if I was away. And that it's me that likes to talk to and watches you as you walk away. Don't say it's useless, don't say forget it. Don't bring me wishes of silly dreams. Just save us all from too much freedom, too many fingers and too many sleep.
They say it's you that washes the will and brings the night into the day. If you won't notice, how can I show you all of your worry? You've all gone away. Don't say love me if you don't need me. Don't send me roses on your behalf. Just take me down and walk through your river, down in the middle and make it last. Holding on to you, holding on to me, holding on tight to my lover's cross. Don't say it's useless and don't say forget it. You are my spirit.